an automobile. I own an automotive shop in here in Texas. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, it was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, rather than hear me talk, I'm sure you'd far rather hear Joel. Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, what are we going to talk about today? There's so many fascinating things going on in the world.
That's right. Well, a major topic, of course, is the reaction to all of the immigration speech of the president and the reaction of congressmen. And, as differing from our interview that we had on Tuesday or Wednesday, is a lot of additional information I've got to share today. But before I get into that, there's another dramatic story that has just come out, and that is Judicial Watch had sued the government to obtain part of the Pentagon videos because of the government's refusal to, well, the conflict arising, whether or not there were one jet or two striking the Pentagon, whether there was a missile involved, whether or not a jet even existed there. And they had filed a Freedom of Information request, which was denied by the courts, and then they went again demanding access to the videos the government held and asked for the full slate of those videos. There's one from the Sheraton National Hotel, the Citgo gas station that was right across from the Pentagon, the security cameras at the Pentagon, which there was formerly a five-frame video that was leaked by someone in the Pentagon, which was appeared to be edited. And there's also video from the freeway cameras of the Virginia Department of Transportation. Well, the government continues to stonewall and finally released another version of the, or two other versions, of the cameras from the Pentagon security parking lot. It doesn't add much more to the existing video that was leaked. It's very telling that they continue to leak this very much out of focus, not very precise, tiny video camera from the, it's really at the entrance gate to the parking lot, which shows the vehicles coming into the Pentagon. But there are two videos there at the parking lot gate entrance. And if your listeners want to go to judicialwatch.org, they can click on the story there that's on their front page about receiving these videos finally from the government. They can see what I'm talking about. But video number one is essentially the same as the original video that was released several years ago. But video number two is slightly different. What I want to describe is that these video cameras take a picture, well, more or less every second. They aren't really video. That's at least what's being released appears to be something about every second. And so it's very easy to lose material between a second or the fraction of a second between each one of these still shots. And as we perhaps have talked about in our interview before, in the previous Pentagon video, you don't see any airliner. In fact, what you do is you see a hazy, what appears to be the white smoke puff of a missile going off, and then it's swooshing into the Pentagon, and there's an explosion, but you don't see an airplane, other than a small tail fin on one of the originals. It has to be blown up and enhanced to be able to even see that, but it clearly isn't big enough to be a 757. Now, that doesn't mean, and I'm not suggesting that 757 didn't strike the Pentagon, because I think it did. I think the witness testimony is adamant. But there still are the possibilities of another aircraft, a missile, a modified airplane, or airliner that shot the missile, or a smaller aircraft that shot the missile. Clearly, in the new videos that have been released from different cameras, the missile trail is even there in a much more clear, defined manner. Now, I'm a former military pilot, have shot missiles from an F-4 aircraft. I know the signature of those missile trails, and it's clearly not from any airliner. It's not. It starts out as the puffy beginning of the engine with white smoke, and then it swooshes in, and the white becomes a very fast trace. Has all the signatures, visual, of a missile.
Now this is preceding the airliner striking the Pentagon. Then.
That's right. You see the missile trail. You see the swoosh going into the Pentagon. You see the huge ball of fire. Now, the ball of fire is very interesting in the analysis because, first of all, there's a white explosion, which any airplane just with fuel doesn't give a white signature of a huge white flash. That's high explosives. An airline crashing only gives black and red smoke coming off, and that follows the white smoke. But there's something additional that shows up in video number two that confirms my theory about what happened at the Pentagon, which I published in January in the World Affairs Brief. There were two witnesses who saw something very peculiar. Now, as you know, it's very easy to get conflicting statements from witnesses because you see them from different points of view. They're on the freeway driving along. It's very difficult to see things precisely. But two witnesses came up with something that cannot be mistaken because of the uniqueness. I mean, it's something that people seeing an airplane flying by at 500 miles really can't distinguish unless you're very expert at what brand or model of an aircraft it is. They can maybe see that it has American airline logos on it, which several of the witnesses said. But some witnesses saw a smaller aircraft. And more than one witness saw a smaller aircraft as well. We don't have any witnesses seeing both at the same time, but we have various witnesses seeing the large airliner and some seeing the smaller one. We also have a witness saying he smelled cordite, military witness. Now, cordite's a very pungent odor that's only given off by high explosives. That isn't explained by an aircraft crash. It would be explained by a missile going off. And it would be even more explained by these other two witnesses that I'm mentioning. They saw and noted that the airplane hit the wall, fireball erupted, but the airplane was still crumpled there outside the wall. Now, that means it did not penetrate fully the Pentagon, that most of the wreckage was outside. Now, there was no wreckage a few minutes later, and that's because the witnesses both said that airplane, after a few seconds, exploded and disappeared. Now, this explosion was second, and there are other witnesses said they heard two explosions, the initial one that hits, and then the airplane explodes. Now, that would explain why there are no major pieces of wreckages anywhere to be seen, but the parking lots, the lawn, and the freeway portions were littered with little confetti or chunk-sized pieces of the airplane. That would indicate an explosion that took the airplane out.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen as we explore what really happened at the Pentagon, and if there's nothing to conceal, why is the government concealing it? We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Shavuot. We've been counting the Omer, and the day comes down to June the 4th, 10:30 a.m., North Shore Lake Loveland at the Amphitheater. Join us as we welcome special guest speaker Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank. It'll be a day of feasting, music, dance, and joy. Call 303-654-9924 or 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? Simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayer. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mineral alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, I'm Stan back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen, talking about, what he's been able to determine as far as what really happened on September 11th at the Pentagon. And you must understand, the government has specifically not wanted to show the videos. Why not? Why not show the videos and let people know what really happened? Are we to believe that they would not distort the truth? Or that they would simply not go after anybody who tried to get the truth out? Well, what you're suggesting then is that plane had a great deal of explosives on it, because that's not the way what usually happens when a plane runs into something.
Well, the important thing is to analyze. Let me just state that video number two, there are two videos that the government released. It's video number two that shows a secondary bright flash about 4 or 5 seconds after the initial explosion with the commensurate fireball into, and this would correspond, I believe, to the witnesses who said that the plane stayed crumpled there, and then a few seconds later it exploded and disappeared. Now, could this have been a terrorist bomb in a suitcase? I say no, because a bomb in a suitcase would have ripped the fuselage, what had remained crumpled outside the Pentagon, in two, maybe three pieces, and large chunks would have still remained. But to have this kind of explosion, that airplane had to be pre-prepared and laden from stem to stern with explosives in order to break that airplane up into small, very small pieces that littered everything from the highway to the parking lot. So this is very important in terms of the documentation. Now, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, says, finally, we hope this video will put to rest the conspiracy theories involving American Airlines Flight 77. What he's referring to is that, in effect, it doesn't put anything to rest because you still don't see the airline body flying into the Pentagon. It isn't there. Now, it doesn't mean that it wasn't there, because I believe it was. And the reason I believe it was is that there is forensic evidence of parts to the 757 that came out of the Pentagon, including a large piece of the landing gear and wheels and parts of the turbine. And I've checked the photographs of that landing gear with detailed photographs of the 757, and they match. Was there another airplane involved? Was there a missile shot off? I really don't know, except that I feel very, very strongly that the missile trail that's in the video that everybody can watch is clearly and plainly visible and explains a great deal. Why they would be doing this, I don't know, but certainly terrorists would not have had the ability to modify an aircraft, whether it's the airliner or a secondary aircraft, to shoot a missile into that Pentagon. So it doesn't explain the cordite smell. The official story doesn't explain that. And, of course, we still note that the government is refusing to release the videos from the Citgo gas station, which would be much higher quality, which would show clearly any aircraft or aircraft, in plural, crashing into that. It would show the crumpling of the aircraft, the secondary explosion. And because it shows, would show those things clearly being true videotape, I'm sure that's why the government, despite this Freedom of Information lawsuit, is still stonewalling on the more clear evidence. So this does nothing at all except give the government an excuse to say, we complied. But in fact, they're complying with only a portion of what Judicial Watch required.
Well, I don't know whether we'll ever know what really happened that morning, but we do know that certainly the Building 7 came down, and this was obviously an imploded building. I mean, a building does not come down like that from a fire where the whole base of the building simply dissolves in a cloud of smoke, and then the building crumbles into its own shadow, and Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. There's no way the fire in that building could have anyway made the whole base of the building dissolve at one moment. So that is the one issue, I think, that nobody wants to talk about.
Well, that's right, and also the issue of the molten metal in the bottom of the World Trade Center towers, which cannot be explained by burning jet fuel in no matter what quantity down there in the basement. I mean, we now have pictures of huge cranes picking up masses. We're talking about something about 50 to 60 ton sizes of huge molten metal being pulled out of that basement. There's just no way you can get to those kinds of temperatures under any scenario of the World Trade Center attack, except for thermite burning type explosives melting the columns at the base of the building, and terrorists would not have had access to that.
Well, they needed an excuse to get us into the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, and I fear the war in Iran. I think this is all planned ahead of time, but they cannot let the American people know the truth.
That's right.
It's too horrible to contemplate that this could have happened. And the fact that the man in charge of, or at least working in security in the North Tower, just happened to be the president's brother. I mean, what are the chances of that happening just by accident?
Now, what did you say about the
Marvin president? Bush apparently was working in security in the North Tower. Is there any question that we've seen that referred to many, many times?
I'm... studied all of that. I had not
never picked that up.
No, there are other stories about the Silverstein connection and the selling of the building, and in any case, I'll have to check into that a little more closely.
If you have any questions, let me know, because I don't want to put out something that isn't true. But I've checked this a number of times, and Marvin Bush was there. No, most people never heard of Marvin, but he's another one of the Bush boys.
Well, he is, and he's got a lot of spurious business deals, like many in the Bush family, coddled in their business dealings by the father and many of their insider connections. It seems a little beneath him to be out working in security, which he has no background in the World Trade Center. But there are many other connections, of course, to those people who did turn the building over to Larry Silverstein, who is the one who claimed he pulled Building Number 7, which refers to initiating demolition. There are many other examples of things that have had to be covered up because of this. In any case, it's going to be an ongoing investigation over the years, and we'll continue to report in the World Affairs Brief things as they come out. Now, moving on to the immigration debate. I first of all took as my main topic this week in today's World Affairs Brief, which will be coming out, the issue of presidential lying. What's becoming clear, Dr. Stan, in the total telephone surveillance issue, the illegal alien amnesty being proposed by the president, preparations for yet another war in Iran, is that the mounting evidence that every assurance, every clarification, every statement by the president is either a half-true or an outright lie. In either case, the purpose, it seems now, after watching this president for 6 years, the purpose of the entire executive branch of government seems to be one of constant deception, doing whatever it takes to keep the American voter from finding out what the real hidden agendas are driving American foreign policy and domestic policy. As my readers know, I believe those hidden agendas are New World Aid, New World Order globalism, that is, undermining our national security, undermining our national sovereignty, using conflict in the world to justify giving up essential sovereignty, using terrorism to give up essential civil rights. There are many sub-agendas which the left, the most vociferous critics of the president, focus on, control of oil, natural resources, corporate collusion, high-level corruption. They, being leftists, tend to blame all this on greedy capitalism. In my mind, it's not capitalism that is to blame for this. It is a conspiracy of globalist powers to try to use capitalism as the bait, that is, for economic prosperity, to get people into regional and then global government. And they have to use conflict, of course, to move people along in that path. And I think that's what the major agenda is behind the war in Iraq, behind Kosovo and Bosnia, to engender such antagonism against the United States that eventually there will be a worldwide retribution against the Bush policies. And it also, interestingly enough, explains what I believe is the insider leaks that we're going to be talking about that keep coming out discrediting the Bush administration, pointing out the prisoner problem in Abu Ghraib. All of this was heavily classified information, and you had insiders leak that. But your listeners need to understand the most important, crucial thing is that the government does have total surveillance of all government telephones. There isn't any way that any Pentagon or otherwise employees could be leaking to Dana Priest of the Washington Post or anybody else of the many journalists who live day-to-day by leaks from the government unless those leaks were permitted. It's the simplest thing in the world to find out who's leaking to the press. You just tap all the press phones, and now they've admitted that they have been surveilling the press phones. So they know who the leakers are. They only prosecute, however, leakers who are true whistleblowers, that is, who are telling what dark side activities, black side illegal activities are that our government are doing. They're out hunting the true whistleblowers to prosecute them, and not the ones who are authorized to leak, which essentially are disinformation artists who keep the press and the public controlled by limited amounts of information that facilitate the government point of view, as we've been talking about in the terrorist attack on 9/11, which appear to be very much a system of agent provocateurs.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand this major thrust behind everything, including this whole immigration scam, is they want world government. They want to destroy the sovereignty of America. They want to merge us with Mexico. Our leaders have no loyalty to America, but rather to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion.
Yes, and it's a very powerful element. Now, that isn't to say, superficial criticisms of conspiracy theory is that, well, if this were all true, they couldn't possibly keep this a secret because there would have to be hundreds of thousands of people involved in this secret. But it isn't true at all. People really don't have a good idea of how conspiracies work if they think that way. And the public doesn't know, and so they look at that and say, oh, yeah, you're right, they couldn't keep it a secret. Well, in fact, two things are different about that. One, they don't have to tell very many people. Most people can be controlled in government by picking selective, predictable people. That is, you pick liberals, leftist individuals-oriented, Democratic Party-oriented people to be journalists. I mean, you don't allow conservatives unless you are a neocon-type conservative, which isn't a true conservative. It's more of a domestic socialist who becomes a foreign policy hawk. That's the typical of the Gene Kirkpatricks and Urban Kristol who started this neoconservative movement. And, you know, I suspect them of being globalists themselves. That is, that they're just playing the other side of the fence. There's the leftist-type globalist, and then there's the rightist globalist, but they're all socialists of some order. And the rightists tend to use free market strategy as a bait, not because they really believe in it. They do believe in milking the free market. They do believe in keeping the free market alive sufficiently to be able to pay for the socialist programs to which they buy votes of other people. But in any case, it's very interesting that in terms of the immigration agenda, what I think we're dealing with in the long-term purposes of why the globalists want to continue to promote illegal immigration is that, first of all, it waters down conservative voting power. You look at what's happened in Southern California, which used to be a stronghold of not only Republican, but very conservative Republicans in Orange County. And now it's mostly Mexican. You can't hardly get a conservative elected anywhere in California anymore, unless they're a Bush-type conservative, which no longer is a real, true constitutional conservative. I think there's another conflict-oriented policy there. As I talked about in the brief 2 weeks ago, there are three stages in the attempt to...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, how can people get in touch with your organization and subscribe to your World Affairs Brief?
Well, everything is on the website, which is www.worldaffairsbrief.com. You get a brief introduction to the World Affairs Brief that's current. There is a modest subscription price of $36 a year. For the brief, it's also all of the daily headlines that my research staff puts up on the brief, on the website, so that you can see the stories that I will be analyzing at the week's end. The brief usually comes out on Friday. But it's a great site for people who want to see the news stories in short synopsis form as they scroll through the screen, and you can pick out the ones that are most interesting to read. I also have a lot of archived material on the World Affairs Brief website about the problems that we faced with government, various cover-ups. I cover all of the controversial cover-ups in my analysis of those, from the JFK assassination to the Oklahoma City bombing to 9/11. All of those things are on the website. And there's much, much more, even on the JoelSkousen.com website, which people can get to from World Affairs Brief. So I encourage people to go to the website and read many of the archived articles, and if they like what they read, to subscribe.
And I look forward to the World Affairs Brief coming every week. It gives you a concise approach and understanding of so many of the major issues, the information you're not going to get through regular channels, and there's always sort of an interesting twist to it. So go ahead, Paul. Where do we go next?
Well, let's go into the immigration reform package. You know, the White House seems to be using every legislative trick it can muster to resurrect and pass this comprehensive reform of the immigration process. I want to take your listeners back to the fall. When the White House, and we know all this because Jim Sensenbrenner, the sponsor of the Tough House bill, which made immigration, illegal immigration, a felony, which is very important. You know, it's necessary. If you're going to stop illegal immigration, you don't just give them a free ride back to Mexico, but you must have some penalties that people dread for getting caught. I mean, there's no penalty at all to get a free ride back to the Mexican border, and you can just try again at your leisure.
They call it catch and release. I heard Ben Chertoff saying the other day, catch and relief. Maybe we ought to get, you know, cash and repatriate, talking about taking people to other countries. But they catch them, they release them, and that's what they do with people from foreign countries. They give them a slip telling them to come back for a deportation hearing, and you'd never guess what happens. They never come back, and there's no penalty for it.
Well, catch and release is a little bit different than what I'm talking about. Catch and release is released in the United States, not even deported.
Right.
And even when you're deported, what I'm saying is that's no penalty. That's a free ride.
Sure.
There's no handcuffs. There's no jail sentence. There's no fine that you have to pay.
And we pay for it.
That's right, and it costs us millions of dollars to enforce deportation and then to continue to arrest people who we play this catch and release routine. But what I want to tell your listeners is very important. I suspected early on that when, you know, Tom Tancredo is the real legitimate leader of the House Immigration Caucus, those that are hardliners that really understand what you've got to do to shut down illegal immigration. But it wasn't Tom Tancredo that was contacted by the White House, who would be the natural source to sponsor this House version of the tough version of the bill. It was Jim Sensenbrenner, who's a Bush yes man. Now, Jim Sensenbrenner now is outraged, and he's come out and telling all. He's hopping mad because the president is coming out in favor of the Senate version, which reverses and is in total conflict with the House version. The House version does not give a path to citizenship for illegal aliens. It says you have to deport them, and it makes it a felony for anyone to come into the United States again. And it provides real live triple wall fencing along at least 700 miles. It needs to be along the entire border. But be that as it may, it's a tough version of the bill. And we find out from Jim Sensenbrenner now that he was contacted by the White House. They were the ones that pushed for the felony provision. Now, how do we explain this, that the White House pushes for a felony provision when they don't even want it? Well, it's because they were, in essence, they were fishing for a provocation to be able to launch the Latino community in protest out in the United States. And that provocation would have been a draconian House-passed bill that had felony provisions. And Jim Sensenbrenner, being the yes man of the White House, took the call from the White House, agreed to put it in a bill, which he wasn't even planning on sponsoring. He did so at the White House, and now he feels betrayed, and he's hopping mad. Well, what do you expect, you know, when you are one of those on the beck and call of the White House? Sensenbrenner said he turned his back on the provisions of the House-passed bill, a lot of which we were requested to put in the bill by the White House, he said.
Yes, they didn't pack that at all. They were putting that up, you know, almost as a vehicle of getting the frightening the Mexicans so they'd be out demonstrating in the streets.
And that, in turn, that spark that ignited the Latino protest, and that was aided and abetted by the police and school officials who failed to enforce the laws broken by these marchers, including school truancy laws, failure to get permits, not to mention even being illegal aliens, that nobody, no INS, no police showed up to arrest anyone. Now that shows you that somebody had to put the word out. I mean, police don't just disregard the law unless somebody higher up says, don't enforce the law. So now that the House version of the bill did its job of provocation, the White House reverses its support and disavows any knowledge of the affair. No wonder Sensenbrenner feels betrayed. He was used. Now, the Senate version, clearly meant to prevail in the upcoming conference committee, as your listeners may know, when you have differences in an immigration bill between the Senate version and the House, you have to have a conference committee. Representatives by the leadership of the House that get together and hammer out the differences and hammer out a compromise between the two bills. Now, the Senate version, of course, is filled with all the fine print that leads to a path to citizenship for current illegals. This is amnesty. No matter what the president says, he lied in his address saying that I'm against amnesty. I mean, it's no worse. It's as bad or worse than Bill Clinton, as Pastor Chuck Baldwin said this week. And I quote significantly from Baldwin's very cogent commentary on presidential lying in this lead article with the World Affairs Brief. But, you know, the Senate bill has a huge increase in legal immigration as well. It's very interesting that one of the congressmen, let me see if I can find that in my brief, yes, Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican, Alabama, today revealed an impact analysis that showed that the Senate immigration bill, should it become law, would permit up to, and get this, we talked about this in the hundreds of millions, now it's 217 million new legal immigrants into the United States over the next 20 years, a number equal to 66% of the total population of the United States. That'll put them in a majority. Once they get a majority, even close to a majority, you know, we're going to lose the conservative backbone of the United States, the ability to control this raw democracy, which no longer has any constitutional restrictions to it. And once you have raw democracy, they can literally take anything they want.
And people have to understand, this is not imaginary. The Heritage Foundation, which is not my favorite organization, but they did an analysis of article 2 days ago in the Washington Times. They said 196 million are new aliens in 20 years. 196,217. What does it really matter? It's the end of America. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and Joel was simply quoting from one of the congressmen who said if the Senate bill passes, you know, we're talking about within the next 20 years, by the year 2026, 217 million more people coming into the United States, and most of them will be from Mexico, and most of them will not have our culture or our language. They know exactly what they're doing. The president and the people who control him are dedicated to the destruction of America, while our men fight over in Iraq and in Afghanistan for freedom. There is a plot on the part of the globalists to destroy America and take away our freedom here at home. And everyone listening to this audience should be writing and emailing and faxing and calling their senators and their congressmen and say, if you pass this, I will personally make it my goal to see that you are gotten out of office. You're a traitor to our country. This is an effort to destroy America. Go ahead, Joel.
You know, talking about this huge increase in legal immigration, not to mention the, of course, the amnesty for illegal immigrants, the important point people need to know is the law allows immigrants who have received legal status to bring in their next of kin, which effectively compounds the actual numbers. That's where you arrive at these huge figures. And they're very realistic, because over time, they do bring in their relatives.
And they can bring in their parents, and their parents will be eligible for Social Security, never having paid into it. What madness is this? Unless, of course, you want to destroy America.
That's right. But, you know, here's how the Congress reacts. When the proposal of this huge increase became public by Internet journalism, the Senate quickly passed an amendment reducing the increase to only $200,000 per year instead of $350,000. It's clear that this administration in Congress will relentlessly pursue its immigration agenda until they run up against a brick wall of opposition. That's why people have to get incensed about this and not just let the Latinos provide all the impetus for Congress. They need to really drum on their congressmen that we want this illegal immigration stopped. We want walls and fences. The president had the audacity to say that we shouldn't deport people. I mean, how do you say in one side of your mouth that we need to enforce America's laws and then say it would be ridiculous to deport people? He even went on to say, and this is incredulous, he said, you know, these people have lived here for years and have made and have deep roots in America. Could you imagine going up against an INS court hearing and saying, you know, I've been in violation for the law, and but because I've been here so long and I have deep roots, I shouldn't be deported? You try that defense, and the judge will laugh you out of it. And yet here's the President of the United States proposing that as a reason for not enforcing the law upon people who have been here for many years, just because they've become part of our culture.
And, of course, the other thing is, at least the initial law was, well, if you've been here less than 2 years, you had to go home. But how are you going to get anybody to go home? I mean, if you can't round up the people who've been here more than 2 years, how are you going to round up the people who've been here less than 2 years? And how long are you going to know they've been here? They lied to get in. You mean to tell me they wouldn't lie to stay here? I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous. And where is the outrage from the American people? This is an attack on our nation. Over 200 million new people coming into this country, becoming eligible for welfare and Social Security, even if they never paid into it. You know, what madness is this?
Yes. Los Angeles talk show host Terry Anderson, commenting on the president's inability to lie without betraying his own awareness of deception, he says, and I quote, "While giving this ridiculous amnesty speech on how he's going to guard our borders against illegal aliens by letting them all in, Bush looked as nervous as a whore in a church," he said.
That wasn't a very nice statement, but Terry has a very colorful way of expressing himself.
Well, it's true, though. Bush really isn't a very good liar. He has all kinds of quirks and cliques in his personality that show up when he's lying, and he's very, very easy to read when he's fudging. His eyes dart around. He's very nervous. His voice shakes, and he tries to then bluster with confidence, and it's just a very, very obvious.
But he is simply a front for the trilateralists, the other inter-globalists that really do control him, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I've always said Bush is a script reader, and that's what we're dealing with here. Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist was, it's been interesting to watch the contest of opinions as these people insist on trying to get the president's amnesty through and how they attack the various amendments that come up here. And the big thing that is looming is the fact that about this so-called virtual fence. I'm very, very worried about these using high-tech, unmanned drones to so-called guard the border, because they really don't work. You've got a drone up there with a camera, and sure enough, you see people scurrying across the border. What do you have to do now? You have to alert the Border Patrol, who's some miles away, and it's going to take them, maybe 20 minutes to an hour to get to the location. By then, they've fanned out into the bush. They've gone into hiding places. And how are you going to find them?
And when you do find them, you release them. You catch them, and then you release them. Just like salmon or a rainbow trout. Or what madness is this?
But he says, Bill Frist says, that the lawmakers increasingly realize the need for a comprehensive plan that goes beyond stopping people at the border. What do you mean? Well, let's first stop people on the border. What do you mean? Why worry about going beyond stopping when you're not even stopping them at the border? It's a non sequitur. He says, as if offense was woefully insufficient. He even made the egregious claim, if you just try to build a wall 30 feet high and 2,000 mile long, it will be insufficient. People will go up and over and around it in order to get a job in this country. And that isn't true in the first place. It isn't just a 30-foot high fence. It's three fences, and they're electronically monitored. They have cameras on them. You even start through or clipping through that first fence, and you're going to have Border Patrol through before you get to the second fence. And surely before you get to the third. Now, that makes it infinitely easier to catch someone trying to get into the country than having no fence at all and having a drone up there calling in the alert and then trying to find them in the bush and having to work on an assault to worry about whether the person has a weapon or not because he's in the bushes and you can't find him. I mean, this is just insanity for people to say that this virtual fence is anywhere near as effective as a physical fence.
But they don't want to solve the problem. They want to destroy America. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Joel, God bless you. Thanks so much for being here.
All right.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm certainly, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Joel Skousen. You must understand that while we sent our boys overseas to fight, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, for freedom, we're losing our freedom here at home. The war in the Middle East is a great diversion, just as Vietnam was a great diversion as they changed America in the 1960s into God and prayer out of our schools and moved us from being a Christian nation into a secular nation. So, as our boys fight in the Middle East today, why we're losing our freedom here at home. If any of you would like to see that article, Washington Times, May 16th, just a couple of days ago, where there are reports coming out, 196 million immigrants coming into this country, bringing their parents with them, will be eligible for Social Security. It's a plan to destroy America. That's what it's all about, because the leaders of both political parties are globalists with an intense hatred for American sovereignty. And we are to be merged with Mexico and Canada and then brought into this new world order, the new world religion. So when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. We've got a great four-tape set on immigration. We've got the book, Importing Revolution, written by a man who's been in Washington, D.C. many years. It's all funded by the Ford Foundation and by your tax funds, American tax money going to these organizations for illegal aliens, racist organizations funded with American tax money. And, of course, the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for over a decade. The book which tells you how the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the other great foundations funding communism. Who do you think organized all those half a million marches in Los Angeles and half a million marchers in New York marching for immigration, you know, and for immigrant rights? Not immigrant rights, illegal lawbreakers' rights. What madness is this? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get on the telephone. You've got to start emailing and faxing and demanding your elected representatives oppose this legislation. We don't want any immigration legislation. We want to enforce the laws. Why is it the president is suddenly going to put troops on the border? He's been in office for 5 years. Why is he suddenly so concerned? It's all perception. It's all to give you the idea they're really going to do something. No, they're going to destroy America. To understand this, you need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get either the video or the DVD by that title. Then, of course, you need to get my talk on the World Revolution. You need to get the video or DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, where you'll hear George Bush. You'll see him on video saying, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. An ancient hope that our founders were the new order. What's the new order of the ages? Google it in, and you'll find it's the Novus Sedaris Seclorum, the new secular order that George Bush is dedicated to. And the people who surround him, George Bush comes from a secret society. Do you know about Skull and Bones, the secret society, the terrible oaths, the pagan rites that these people who are dedicated to the ancient hope go through? We've got a four-tape set on Skull and Bones and a four-tape set on Bohemian Grove. People have actually been there and see the pagan rites at the Bohemian Grove. We have information at Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America's under attack today. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. We're on the front lines of this battle. We need your help. We need your prayers. Until tomorrow, may the Lord, I guess Monday, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.